Okay, today's daf is Nedarim daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the last line, and we are two blot left into this first parak of Maseches Nedarim. So the Gemara had a Ibaya. Rami Bar Chama asked, what is the halacha if somebody makes a neder relating to something that is might be mutter right now, but at root it comes from an isser? So how do we interpret his words? We mentioned from the Achronim yesterday. This isn't a question exactly of what he means, because we might even know what he means. But the question is, the language, is the Lashon mevurar enough that we would say it is strong enough and effective enough to be a neder or not? Do we say in the language of the Gemara, be'ikaro kamatvis or behetera kamatvis, the ikar, the root of where this comes from? Or do we say, no, lemaisa it's mutter, and therefore how do we understand it? So, and this might be a question about nedarim. Now, this might be a question about these objects, because these objects, are they defined anymore by their iser? It's post Zrikas Adam. Do we see any remnant of the earlier status? Is it a Kudshim question? Or is it a Neder question? We know what the Karbanos status is, but what do you mean by Nedarim? So those are really the two ways to understand the question. So either way, let's see. Tashma, the Gemara says on the last line, no sar upigel. So we quote from our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said on the bottom of Yudim Abayz that if somebody says no sar pigel, this was category 2 of 3 Lashonos in yesterday's Mishnah, if somebody says no sar pigel, so, and they have another item next to, or they don't have the other item, they have a piece of meat, and they call it no, so they call it pigel, so that is enough to aser it. So, says the Gemara, let's think about that. Remember, we're going to learn, we've mentioned already, but we're going to learn also in 2 days, beginning of the next parak, that one can only be matvis by a davar ha-nadur, not by a davar ha-aser. Only if I compare it to something that I created the iser, is it then an effective neder. But if I compare it to something that Hashem made aser, then it's not a good comparison, it's not a good hatfasa, and therefore the neder doesn't work. So let's think about this, says the Gemara. What's nosar? Is nosar something that I made, or is something that Hashem made? Something that Hashem made. I didn't create it, it's being nosar, right? It automatically becomes nosar once the time for eating it passes. So says the Gemara, v'ha nosar upigol. The Ron mentions that the raya is from nosar, not from pigol. But what's the case of nosar la'achar zrikas damim hu? The case of nosar must be after zrikas adam. When does it become nosar? At the end of the process. That's when it becomes nosar. So if it becomes nosar at the end of the process, it must be after zrikas adam, which at the end, after zrikas adam, but 1 second, then Hashem makes it usar. I didn't make it usar. But the Mishnah still says that it's a good comparison and it's a good neder. It must be ikaro kamatvis. It must be that you don't look at the exact present state that it's in, because then that wouldn't be a good neder. That would be a davar ha'asur. It must be that you look at the root of where this item has come from, what its earlier status has been, and that is when it was an original, that when it was a kasher carbon earlier, and when it was asur, and when it was subject to me'ila. And therefore, that's why it would be a good neder, and the raya that Be'ikaro kamatvis, says the Gemara, maybe not such a raya. Amale Rafuda Breder of Nasan, bin noser shel ola. Maybe we are talking about a case where even after Zrikas Adam, we look at it as a davar hanadur, not a davar aser. Carbon ola. Carbon ola does not change. It was aser beforehand, it was aser afterwards. Carbon ola, we know, is kulo kalil. It is the model, so to speak, the prototype of Karbanos, the first carbon that is discussed in Parshas Vayikra, because it is the model of sorts. It represents an extreme. Kula Kalil. So by an Ola, it's subject to Me'ila start to finish, because it all is Hukrava Gavi HaMizbeach. So that's what we're talking about, a case of Noser of Ola. So if there's no Raya for that, it's, you go by what it was, because what it is the same as what it was. No, nothing changed. The second that I created it, it's still a davar hanador, even later on in its existence. No, sir, shall ola. Says the Gemara, Amar le, im kain, if that's true. If we're talking about an ola, listeni bibsar ola. So why are we talking about the noser of ola? Even a regular basar of ola, the regular meat of a carbon ola that is burnt on the mizbeach, that would be enough of a comparison. So the Gemara says, "Lo mi ba'i ka'amar." It's a not only in our Mishnah. Lo mi ba'i basar ola. I'm sorry. In the Mishnah, why does it say no sir, not regular basar? To teach me the following chiddush. Lo mi ba'i basar ola. Not only by a regular case of ola meat. Da asur hu bikar. Da asur da bakar bakamatvis. That's obvious. By a regular case of carbon ola, it works as a hatfasa of a davar hanadur. No sar upigal to ola, but if I would use the lashon of no sar and pigal of ola, it's richa, that's a bigger chiddush. Why? Salka da dechamina, ki iser no sar, ki iser pigal. Regular no sar and pigal are not good for languages of Nadarim. Because regular no sar, as we described a minute ago, is a davar haasur. Hashem makes it asur, not me. And therefore I would say it's not a good neder. Fahavile kamathas badavar haasur velo mitzar. Kamash Malan, we say no, because we're talking about Ola, so this is good enough. Even though other cases of Nosar would not be considered a Davar Ha'asur, Davar Hanader, but a Davar Ha'asur, but this case would, because it is talking about a carbon Ola. The Sefer HaChinuch, as we know, goes through the order of the Parshios, of Mitzvos, and the first one, as we just mentioned, the first Mitzvah in Sefer Vayikra, which is where the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch discuss much of Hilchus Karbanos in general, is by Karban Ola. So that's not just a coincidence that they happen to have this discussion by Ola, because it's first. The Chinuch doesn't always do that by the first time that something is mentioned. Sometimes he'll wait till the third mitzvah. He'll say in the first one, and look what I wrote in two mitzvahs from now, because that's the defining one. But the Chinuch here in mitzvah Kuf Tezvav, right, Sefer Vayikra, jam-packed with mitzvos, Kuf Tezvav, that's where he discusses much of the mitzvahs karbanos. Lazo sa'ola kemishpata. That's the mitzvah. Shenemar imola karbano, kamar shakasa v'parsha. And then he talks about midinia mitzvah. He goes through much of the laws of Ola. And the Menachas Chinuch has a lengthy discussion, right? The Sefer Vayikra has 250 mitzvahs. That's a big, large percentage of mitzvahs. So the first one here is Ola. Ola comes first. The Menachas Chinuch talks about smicha, and talks about nedarim and nedavis, and talks about whether who could bring karbanos, a shliach, and a tuptum and androgynous, take of a smicha shchita, all the laws. I'm not going to go into it right now, but all the laws of karbanos are discussed right here, not only because it's the first, but because it's a defining karban. That's a ha'ara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Meisvei. Meisvei. What is the Meisvei? We didn't have a Shita now. So what kind of question are we asking? So the Rishonim say, keep making our list. We're going to have this 25 times. This is a Lishna de Nadara Mishuna line. This would be a Tashma in other Masechtas. We're going to prove one way or the other. We ask an Ibaya. What are we asking a Meisvei for? So if you look in the Rush in the last couple of skinny lines, he says, some people even have that Girsa. Rabbi Eliezer Zal go race Tashma. Miyu lo kasha igarsin and meisvei deparich rafunde brei the vishu derav nasan. While we're asking on the one who gave the defense before, meisvei could fit in. But again, a smoother lashon would be tashma. Either way, we're going to try to bring a raya to our issue. Whether when somebody makes a neder, is it matvis bedavar the present state or the beikar state, beikaraka matvis or behetiraka matvis? So meisvei ezehu o iser haamur batora. What is a case of an Isser Amar Batara? Meaning, what is an effective language of a Neder? Amar Hareini Shlo Chabasar. Vishlo Eshtayayin. I hereby promise not to eat meat, not to drink wine, and we're going to have, that's a Neder, and we're going to have a comparison in a minute. But even before we get to the comparison, is this the Lashon of a Neder? Hareini, that's a Lashon of a Shvua. That's not a Lashon of a Neder. That's focused on the person. So this is one of the Gemaras that the Ron quote, if you remember, on Beis Mabeis. We had a nice long Ron where the Ron discussed, does the language of a neder / shvua work for the opposite? Is it effective? If you're matvis, a neder, if you use a neder b'lashon shvua, or shvua b'lashon neder, does that work? So you read this Gemara, it sounds like it works. That's one of the rayas that the Ramban, the great grand rabbi of the Ron, quotes, that's what the Ron quoted this back on Beis Mabeis, HaRamban Kasaf. Don't change the girsos in the various Gemaras, including this one. Ula Meimar, Delo Daiku Bilishnayu. Oh, words of Medoctic. Ela Vandai, Neder Shamru Balashan Shvua. Ushvua Balashan Neder Mahani. It works. Even if I make a Neder, but I use a Shvua language, it still functions as a Neder. It still works. Umiyu says the Ramban, lav me ikir neder, the ikir shvua, it's not the root lashon, but it works like a yad. That's the language of the Ramban. Midin yado sudamahani, the neder shamru balashon, shvua, the kiva, the piv, libo shavin, le'esar, b'neder al atzmo, ava bishalo amru balashon medukdak, yad miyahave. It's at least like a yad. Just like if all the other examples of yad that we had earlier, I start saying something, but I'm not as clear as I should be. But it's probable. So that's good enough. So the Ramban says, well, this isn't any worse than that. If I make a neder blush and shvua, that's the language sheet of the Ramban and others. The Ran there, though, when he quoted his own shita, he was more limiting in the shita. He says, based on the Gemara there, on Beis Mabeis, Ume Hamashma de Ain Shvua Balashin Neder. Velo Neder Balashin Shvua. He argued, and then he says, aye, what about what it says on Daf Yud Beis? That's the first Gemara that he quotes. Right here, our Gemara, what about Daf Yud Beis? So he says, Lav Dafka. Those Lashonos is not exactly what he said. If he would have said that Lashon, it wouldn't work. Slav Dafka, Dani Lashi Lav Dafka Nokat, Lahu Dahu Deizeo, Iser Hamur Batora. Lo asa lashmina, it's just telling you atfasa, but it's not duck belishne. And then he goes through the three gemaras. But this is one of the big rayas. One of the big rayas of the Ramban is right here. So let's get back to the braisa. The braisa says, Ezu isar amu batorah, give me a case of an isar. Amar hareini shalo ochel basar. Vishalo eshteyayin, kiyom shemesbo aviv. I'm not going to eat meat or drink wine, the person says, like the day that his father died. Kiyom shemesbo aviv. We'll talk about exactly what that means in a minute. Kiyom shemeis bo rabo. Let's just get the whole flow. On the day that his Rebbe died. Kiyom shenerag bo Gedalia ben Achikam. Like the day that Gedalia was killed. Tzom Gedalia. Kiyom shera'isi Yerushalayim b'churbana. Like the day that I saw Yerushalayim desolate. We're going to talk about each of these. Let's just get the whole flow and then we'll come back. That's the Braisa. V'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel commented, what is this Braisa referring to? What does it mean? I'm not going to eat meat like the day that his father died. Shmuel says, "V'hu shenadur ba'oso hayom." Shmuel commented, "This means as long as he makes a neder that day." What exactly does Shmuel mean? So the Gemara says, "Hey chidami, what is Shmuel talking about?" Lav kagon, doesn't it mean kagon dekoy bechad b'shaba? The misbe avua. Let's say somebody's father died on a certain day of the week, on a certain day of the month, 30 years ago. And now, 30 years later, he's standing on the same day of the week and the same day of the month, and he says, I'm not going to eat meat like the day my father died. He, when his father died, he didn't eat meat and drink wine. He had taken a neder then. But since then, there's been 28 years where he's eaten, and he hasn't been fasting. And all of a sudden now, 30 years later, he says, and today is going to be just like the day my father died. But one minute, the day his father died, last year he ate, the years ago he all these years before, and he did eat. Only originally he didn't eat. Ah, says the Gemara, isn't that a raya? That you go by the root of the day. You don't go by the present status of the day. Be'ikaro kamatvis, because it's been 30 years since then. So isn't this a raya to that question? Be'ikaro kamatvis, fi'afal gav di'ika tuvachad b'shaba, de'heteira. Even though there are many Sundays of mutter in the interim, vikatani asur, and yet it still says it's asur. Shva mina biikar kamatvis. Isn't that a raya that you go by the ikar? You don't go by the present state because right now it is mutter. So the answer is no. We're misunderstanding Shmuel. There's no raya. The Shmuel hachik itmar. No, this is what Shmuel meant to say. Amar Shmuel v'hu shenadur uba me'oso hayom ve'elach. It only applies if you have made a neder every single day since that day that his father died. So that has nothing to do about original, it's present status, right? There's no raya, because it's the original, it's the present, and that's why it continues. Period. Okay, there's a lot to talk about each of these phrases that we had in the braisa. Let's go back. The first one, kiyom shemesbo aviv, like the day that a person's father dies. There is a minhag quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in three places, at least. In Aruch Chaim is quoted, in Hilchos Tainis, and also twice in Yerideya. A minhag of fasting on the day of a yahrzeit of a parent comes from a Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen has a tshuva in Reish Tzadi Gimel where he discusses, it's not even a question about the topic, it's assumed. The question that was asked in the Trumas Hadeshen is, do you fast on the day of death or the day of burial? That's the question that was asked to the Trumas Hadeshen. Rabim Chalukim Badavar Hazeh. Yesh misanin va'omrim kadosh u'baruch hu b'yom ha'misa, v'yesh b'yom ha'kvura eizeh me'em shaper dami. Which one? Yireh de hadvarim de b'yom ha'misa shaper dami. Says the Teshuvas Hadeshen, v'Yisrael Israelin, he says yom ha'misa. That's what you go by. V'chein hora echan me'agdolim. V'talmidim. Shayu gam me'agdolim horukein. V'kamagdolim. Some people said you go by Yom HaKfura. And what raya do they bring? They bring the Gemara in Sota at the end of the first parak. Which Gemara? How many famous Gemaras are there in Sota the first parak? The Gemara of Yaakov Avinu. They're carrying him to Maras Machpelah in order to bury him. And who's there? Esav's there. He's standing there, and tough luck, he's not letting them into Maras Machpelah. Until after they send Naftali back to Mitzrayim to get the Shtar. Kinyin, Chushim, we know, the son of Dan, who was deaf. He realizes my grandfather is sitting to be Zion. He takes off, he chops off Esav's head, and Yaakov goes in, Esav's head rolls in, and the Pasuk said it's a kiyum of Rivka's statement, Lama Eshkal Gam Shnechem Yom Echad. That she was barren from two sons, right, on one day. One day, so says the Shuvas Hadeshen, they didn't die on the same day, but the shikul, the barrenness, even though they're only buried that day. Yaakov died a month earlier, more than a month earlier. But it's still, this is what the Avagav to Misasam Labi Yom Echadu, Kfurasam Yom Yom Echadu. So some bring that as a raya, the important day is the Yom HaKfura. Says the Shuvas Hadeshen, I don't think that's a raya. What does shikul have to do with Kaddish and Baruch Hu? What is the, how can you bring that Agadata as a Raya? So many reasons that is true, and the true possession then says, I'll bring you a Raya that, the other way, Nedarim Yedveis, and he quotes our Gemara, that, Kiyom Shemeis Bo Aviv, and he quotes the Gemara, and that is generally what is done. The yard site, generally is Yom HaMisa. The only controversy that the post can discuss is what about first year? What about Shana Rishona? What happens if there was a 2-day break between the Yom HaMis, the day of death, and the day of burial? So then, some poskim, the Taz Rice and Yaradeya, it's going to be a little funny if you have the yard site before Yud Beis Chodesh is Aser. Because Yud Beis Chodesh, doesn't that go by the Yom HaKfura? Because you're not an Avel until Kfura. So doesn't Yud Beis Chodesh go by that? So you're going to have the yard site before? So does that make sense? So the Shach says, well, why not? What happens if somebody finds out 6 months after their parent died? That their parent died. You don't hold a Yud Beis Chodesh from that day. Right? You have 6 months of Yud Beis Chodesh. That's it. So, yeah, it happens sometimes. It happens sometimes that it's gonna stop. So, that's a big discussion in the postgim. The first year, there are different postgims, they say different things about the first year. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the different dais. But that is in terms of Kiyom Shemeis Bo Aviv. So, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. The Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, in two places, the Ramah quotes this. In Simin Tav Beis, all the way at the end of Hilchos Avelos. Simin Tav Beis, the Ramah quotes the minhag of fasting on the day of a parent's death. He quotes, Umisanin Mitzvah lehisanos, yom shemeis ba'aviv ve'imo. It's a mitzvah. U'mis'anin yom ha'misa v'lo yom ha'kvura. Where does he get that from? Shuvas Hadeshen. Im lo misha haya eitzel ha'kvura v'lo eitzel ha'misa. V'mira yom ze b'yom she'ein omrim botachnun, ein mis'anin klal. If it works out that it's Rosh Chodesh, it's a day that Yosei Tachnun, Nisan, so then you don't fast. V'meisu ba'adar, then that's another big controversy. What, Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, yard sites, which one? So that is not for now. The Ramah quotes this in two places in Yaradeya, and it's also quoted in Aruch Chaim. What's the purpose of fasting on the day of a yard site? What's the reason we fast? So is it a simon of Avelos? It's not a simon of Avelos because an Avel is allowed to eat. So why is there a minhag to fast? So the Achronim have two ideas. The Rishonim even have two ideas. The Rishonim discuss this. The Mahari Mintz has a tshuva. So if you look in the, some say that Lafisha Ba'oso Hayom, the Birei Adaf summarizes, Isra Mazalo V'tovolo Atainis L'Kapara. Number one, it's basically, the question is, Kavod HaChayim or Kavod HaMeis? Some say it's Kavod HaChayim. Right? There was Mazel, there was Midas Hadin that was Matuach on this family on this day, and therefore, for protection for this family, that's why fast is a siman of tshuva, as we know. mitzad the chayim, or the other one is mitzad the niftar. We know every year of a yard site, the person might be judged in another way, every year going through Yom Kippur and the yard site, and therefore maybe it's to fast on behalf of the niftar. Like we know, Haredi Kaparis Mishkavo is a statement that said, when one quotes their parents, the first year. So again, in that realm, either kavod achaim or kavod ames. That is all. Number one, harini yom kiyom shemes bo aviv. Next one, kiyom shemes bo rabbo, on the day that a rebbe died. If somebody is a rebbe muvuk, that's similar to a father. There are so many comparisons the Rambam has in Hilchos Talmud Torah between a rebbe and a father. Vishinatim levanecha elu tamidecha. So on the day of a rebbe's yard site, that also is a day compared to a father fasting. Right? That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Hilchos Tainus. It's ironic, right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes various days that there are minhagim to fast. Right? It's an unknown Shulchan Aruch. But nobody does this. We don't do this anymore. But the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Kuf Pei. Sometimes people notice it because it's like the Simen right before Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So when we open up the Mishnah Berurah to learn Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, we look on the right side and we're like, oh, days that people fast. Eilu yamim she'iru bem tsaros lavoseinu v'ra'ui lehizanos bahem. Ra'ui lehizanos. And the day that Aaron died, the day that Miriam died, the day that Yeshua ben Nun died, Shmuel Hanavi, Yom Yerushalayim, right, all various days. But one of them is Zayin Adar. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, that is a minhag to fast, right? That is a day, of course, that Moshe Rabbeinu died, and there's a minhag to fast. So, where did it come from that on the day of a Rebbe's yard site, just the opposite happens in various circles? We make a party, we make a l'chaim, we make a celebration, and the Sh'ar Mitzvah Balacha says, let me just say one phrase, Lag Ba'Omer. You don't get an opposite of a fast day more than Lag Ba'Omer, right? The day that Rav Shimon Yochai died. The Ramah also, they say, died on Lag Ba'Omer. So, where did that come from? V'yesh l'dakte against the Sh'ar Mitzvah Balacha. How does it happen that we have certain sources like our Gemara and others that talk about the Shulchan Aruch, fasting, and tshuva, and the Hakamashma Deish Litztaro Lisanos Biyom Shabbos Bo Rabo. And other times, you know, you have other sources, like the Minhag Olam of Lag Ba'Omer, so you might say, well, Lag Ba'Omer is not a mitzvah. It's nowhere in the Shulchan Aruch, right? It's all a late, late Minhag. The Arizal started it, and it became popular later. Okay, so who says the Arizal didn't fast? So he was dancing by Meron. So, that's one answer. But the Shulchan Aruch Balacha he quotes from the Bnei Yisachar, who says maybe there's a difference. By most Rabbanim's death, it is a difficult, tragic event. Even Moshe Rabbeinu says the Bnei Yisachar. Why? What does the Gemara say in Tmura? They forgot thousands of halachos after Moshe died. And they had all these sfeikis and all these questions. So the loss of Torah, so that was terrible. Masha Enkein, on the day of Rosh Hashanah, the day of Lag Ba'Omer, we know the Mesorah is that he gave over the Sodos HaTorah. Before he died, there was a tremendous gilui of Torah. Not of Shichachas HaTorah. And that's why he suggests, says the Bnei Yisachar, Masha Enkein, B'yom Shemais, Rosh Hashanah, Gilo LaTalmidav, Harbe Sodos HaTorah, V'chol HaIdra Zuta, L'chein Mislachim B'bo. That helps. Again, once your father made it, the Chassam Sofer has a Charif Tshuva against everything that happens on Lag Ba'Omer. He says, he doesn't quote this, but I'll put it into his words. You have 500,000 people that go to Meron. Do you ever have 500,000 people going to Yerushalayim? Right? He says Yerushalayim is crying. So what happened to Yerushalayim? So we don't have Chiva Lila Regal anymore. But okay, you want to go to Meron? You want to go to Tzfat? He says, what about Yerushalayim? People have forgotten Yerushalayim. Chassam Sofer writes in the Tshuva 150 years ago. A little bit more. So that's the, everybody can follow whatever their Rebbeim tell them to do about how to follow a Rebbe and the Ptira. Okay, that's number two. Kiyom Shemes Bo Rabo. Next, Kiyom Shenerag Bo Gedalia Ben Achikam. Somebody makes a neder, they're not going to eat like the day of Gedalia Ben Achikam. So, number one, what day is that? So, if you ask any of us, we would say, oh, what do you mean? Gimel Tishrei. What's the problem? That's Tzom Gedalia. So if you look in the sources, it seems like he didn't die that day. He died really on Rosh Hashanah. But you can't fast on Rosh Hashanah, so that is why the minhag is to fast on the next day, and that's Tzom Gedalia. The Radak quotes this in Perek Mem Aleph in Yirmiyahu. Vayihi b'chodesh ha-shvi, bo Yishmael ben Netanya ben Elishama. We know Yirmiyahu, right, the fellow Jew, Yishmael killed Gedalia. and he was not, Gedaliah was told about it, and he was down like Avschus. They came to him. Vayochlusham lechem yachta b'mitzvah. They were eating lechem. What day was this? It was Rosh Chodesh. When else did they eat lechem? Right? We know the story about Shaul and Machar Chodesh. Right? That Rosh Chodesh is the day they ate lechem. So the Radak says, Kimo Machar Chodesh, uba Rosh Hashanah Neherag, Gedaliah ben Achikam, v'kavu atainis b'motzoi Rosh Hashanah b'breishu yantif. Right, so yantif, so it got pushed off. And when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Thursday, Friday, we push it off another day. That's the answer to the trivia question. The only time you get 5 days of laning in a row without Hallel. Right there. Right, when Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, Friday, and then you have Thursday, Friday, five days in a row, when I say laning, right, without Hallel. Then Thursday, Friday, then you have Shabbos, then you have Sunday, some Gedaliah, and then Monday is Monday. Right, that's the, but that's another time where we're doche. The Beis Yosef quotes this. In Hilchas Tzom Gedaliah, that's what we fast on that. We fast on that day, even though it's not actually his yahrzeit. This isn't so bad that we don't fast on the day of the yahrzeit. We'll get to what the Gemara means, because there is a crucial minchas chinuch. We try to mention this minchas chinuch whenever inyanim of the fast days come up. We might not have mentioned this since Rosh Hashanah, but it's a tremendous minchas chinuch. In mitzvah Shin Aleph, in Parshas Emor, where the minchas chinuch notes that the source for the four fast days that have to do with the Churban Bayis, right? We're not talking about Yom Kippur, we're not talking about Tainus Esther, right? The four fast days that have to do with the Churban Bayis, which are Asara B'Teves, and Shavasa B'Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av, and Tzom Gedaliah, right? In that chronological order, Tzom Gedaliah took place after the Churban. So those four, it doesn't say in Navi a specific day. And there's controversy. Number one, we just had a controversy. What day did he die? So we say on the Rosh Hashanah, but we fast on the third day. Number one. Another controversy. The Gemara in Tainus says, Shavasa B'Tamuz, that was only Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon happened on the ninth of Tamuz. The walls were broken. The walls were breached. So we only fast on the Shabbat. Why did Bayis Sheni, not Bayis Rishon? All these dates are somewhat controversial, says the Minchas Chinuch. Because if you look in the Navi, what does the Navi in Zechariah call these days? When Zechariah says that all these days are going to turn into holidays, he doesn't give a date within the month. He calls it Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaAsiri. He calls it the fast day of the month, not the fast day of the specific day. Says the Minchas Chinuch, unbelievable Chiddush. He says, the Kabbalah that we have is not for a specific day originally. It was any day of the month. Elavade hu adavar esher dibarti. De ha-kabbalah lo kava yom miyuchad klau. Rak ha-chadoshim. Ube'eze yom b'chodesh erotzim misanim. Whatever day you want. Imkain b'bayis sheni, hayakol makom noe kamosha hayarotzim. During bayis sheni, they did whatever they wanted. Right? Many Rishonim say they fasted all these fast days even during bayis sheni. They sat on the floor and mourned on Tisha B'Av, even though they had a Beis HaMikdash. The answer is why? Because they didn't have the Beis HaMikdash. Right? The five things that were missing during bayis. How can you celebrate when your Kodesh Kadashim is empty? How can you celebrate when you don't have the Urim V'Tumim? So many Rishonim say they still the Rambam. They still had Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch assumes here. And during that time, before Chazal were koveya it what day, there was a choice, whatever day you wanted within the month. And he says, "Misana be'eze b'chodesh eze yom kodem yom atainis bevade." He says you could have done it. He says now once Chazal made which day. This is one of his pet topics. Now, if you don't fast that day, you're not Yotze, because once Chazal makes something, even a Din Daraisa, once Chazal tell you how to do it, you gotta follow them, right? If you don't bench, like Chazal told you how to bench, you're not Yotze even Daraisa. If you don't do all the cases that he speaks, Sukkah, it's in the Sukkah Psula, Midrabanan, you're not even Yotze Daraisa, quoting the Mitosis in Sukkah and Daf Gimel. But that's one of his big topics, that's the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Aleph, that all the fast days, right? We say, oh, he might not have died that day, that's okay. Because Me'ikar Adin, it was just a din in the month, and not a din in the specific day. Rav Nevenzal writes in one of his Sfarim that, isn't it interesting, isn't it coincidental, not, that Tzom Gedaliah always happens to fall out during Aseres Yimei Tshuva? We're not usually focused on the Beis HaMikdash during that time. We're usually focused on personal Tshuva. And all of a sudden, it's always like unusual, like after Rosh Hashanah, we're focused on Tshuva and Shovah, and all of a sudden we have Tzom Gedaliah. Right? There must be something specific to Tzom Gedaliah about the tshuva process. The other fast is, okay, general tshuva. What's Tzom Gedaliah? See, he says, what was the chait of Tzom Gedaliah? What was the chait that we're supposed to remember? So the Gemara Nida tells us that Gedaliah himself was at fault. Somewhat. For his own death. because he was told by his friends that Yishmael, a fellow Jew, was going to try to come and assassinate him, because he was jealous that he was appointed, that Gedaliah was appointed the representative by Nebuchadnezzar, not him. And what does he say? Nah, Yishmael, he's a great guy. What are you telling me? He's a great guy. Don't tell me he's trying to kill me. So the Gemara says there, when you hear Lashon Hara, you're not supposed to accept it, but you're at least supposed to protect yourself. You're supposed to be choshesh. You don't have to believe it, but mechesh tzarech. You have to be choshesh. And he wasn't even choshesh, and he was killed. What was the problem? The Mesulas Yesharim writes in Parachaf. You know what the problem with Gedaliah was? Because he thought something was a mitzvah, and it was really an avera. He thought it was flipped. He thought that it dressed up. It looked like a mitzvah. The Chafetz Chaim writes, he says, the pasuk says in Zechariah, V'hu omid al yamino lesitno, the satan stands on my right side to cause, be a satan against me. Says the Chafetz Chaim, usually don't we think of like the Yetzer Tov on our right side and the Yetzer Hara on our left side? So what do you mean, V'hu omid al yamino lesitno? Says the Chafetz Chaim, because the Yetzer Hara sometimes thinks, he says, this guy's too strong. I'm not going to get him to eat treif. I'm not going to get him to an averus. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go dress up like a mitzvah. And if I dress up like a mitzvah, then I have a chance. I'm going to get him to stay up till 1:30 in the morning learning Torah at night. Let's see how a shachris is. Right? I'm going to have somebody do this chumrah. It's going to come at an expense of something else. So the Mesulas Yesharim says, that's Gedaliah. He thought he was doing a great mitzvah, but he wasn't. And what was the other example that he quotes? And this is a very mysterious example, because you read the Gemara, you don't know if it's saying something good or saying something bad. Zechariah ben Avkulis, right, in the Kamsa Bar Kamsa Gemara. He's the one that says, oh, you can't kill Bar Kamsa, right, because people are going to think that if you bring a Baal Mum to the Mizbeach, then you chayim Misa. You can't be all the different deis, right? You can't do that. And what happened? It led to the Churban Bayis. So, and the Gemara ends off, on Vesanuso, shall Zechariah ben Avkulis led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So what does the Gemara mean at the end? It's not clear. The Mesulas Yesharim says it means that he did something wrong. He thought he was doing a mitzvah, but he led to Churban Bayis. Right? So that's the message of tshuva that Rav Neven Zal writes for specifically the element that we have to think about on Tzom Gedaliah. We have to make sure that our mitzvos are mitzvos and our averos are averos. Yifashvesh and yimashvesh b'maisa. Right? We have to focus on that. Okay. Maybe one final point. Yeah, we have time. One final point. And that is the Rashba, getting back to our sugya. The Rashba says, right here, when you make a neder to fast, like, and now getting back to an Hilchos Nedarim idea, like the day of Tzom Gedaliah, is that Matfis B'davar HaNadar or B'davar HaAsar? It's an Isser that Chazal made. It's an Isser D'Rabbanan. By an Isser D'Rabbanan, is that Matfis B'davar HaNadar or B'davar HaAsar? So says the Rashba, it must be that it's B'davar HaNadar, because it works here. It works here. Ask the Achronim, ask the Maariv Chayim, right here on our Gemara. But what about the famous sheet of the Rambam that every Yisad Rabbanan is really an Yisad Araisa because of Lo Sasur? The Rambam says if you violated Yisad Rabbanan, I'm also violating Yisad Araisa. So then every Yisad Rabbanan should be called a Matfis B'davar HaAsur, not a Matfis B'davar HaNadar. Hashem made it Asur, because the Rabbanan made it Asur, so Hashem made it Asur. So he leaves the Rambam at Tzarachiyin. You got to come up with he quotes that actually as one of the question that the Ramban asked in Sefer HaMitzvos, but the way that it's asked here is that Matfis, the B'davar HaAsur, and that would be a problem. So you got to work on that Rambam. You have to say there's still a difference. If the Ramban made it, even though it's included in Los Asur, the Ramban still created it. And therefore, at least for Hilchos Nedarim, it might be called Davar HaNadar. Either way, that's an important discussion between the Rashba right here, and the Maariv Chayim also discusses it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line. Omar Ravina. There is a Chashuk Echemed, but let's do a little more first. Omar Ravina, Tashma. So this is now a quote. We're going to quote from the beginning, the Mishnah, the beginning of the next parak, which gets into more of the discussion that we just had. Davar HaNadar versus Davar HaAsur. Let's say somebody says, this is Asur like Kechalas Aaron. Like the Challah of Aaron. What does that mean? It means like Challah, the Challah that we give to a Kohen. So if somebody says, this Chulin should be also to me like Challah, or Ukid Truma, so, or like the Truma of Aaron, Mutter. That is not an effective neder. Why? Because that is considered Machfis B'davar HaAsur. Who makes Truma Asur? Who makes Challah Asur? Hashem. I designate what is Truma, but the Truma is not considered as I created that Isser. I just create the context, and then Hashem makes it usser. That's what the Mishnah says. Kechalas aronu ketrumaso, mutter, it is mutter. We'll talk more about Hashem on, when we get to that Mishnah, other rayas, why truma and chala is considered a davar ha'asur and not a davar hanadar. Just one of the beautiful ideas that the Rishonim say, well, it was always, when it was tevel, it was asur to me, to a Yisrael, and now that I made it truma, it's still asur to me. So, mitzidi, I didn't do anything. Ooh, that gets into a major conceptual question. Why is Tevel usher to a Yisrael, or to anybody? Is it because of the Truma that's in it, or is it some other Isser? So that formulation, the Rav Yosef Engel has a big piece in Asvin Daraisa, Klal Beis, regarding this question, and the first source that he quotes is this Mishnah right here. Because that's the formulation of some Rishonim. They say, well, it was always usher, and now it's still usher. But it might be usher for two different reasons. Is the Isser of Tevel, Isser of Truma connected at all? Right, after all, a Kohen can't eat Tevel, but a Kohen can eat Truma. So, does that have an effect? So, this is one of the major sources relating to that question, the relationship between the Isser of Tevel and the Isser of Truma. But let's see our Mishnah now. So, the Mishnah says that if I make a neder comparing it to the Chala or Truma, it's Mutter. What do we mean, Dayek? Ha, Ketrumas Lachmei Toda Aser. But what if I say it should be like the Truma of the Lachmei Toda? What's that? We know a carbon Toda is brought with 40 loaves, the only carbon like it. We bring 40 loaves, 10 are chametz, 30 are matzah, 4 different types of breads, or matzahs we should say, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10 of each type, and 1 of each of the 10, 4 altogether, you give to the Kohen. That's the trumas lachmei toda, the truma that you give from the breads of the carbon toda. So we're medayik from our Mishnah. Only real truma and chala are considered davar ha'asur. But if I compare it to the trumas lachmei toda, so then it would be asur. 1 minute, the trumas lachmei toda, isn't that mutter to eat right now? If it's mutter to eat right now, it originally was asur before Zrikas Adam. Oh, it's a riot to our question. Says the Gemara, Vaha trumas lachmei toda lachar Zrikas Damim hi. So don't we have a riot to our question of Behetera kan ma'afis or Be'ikara kan ma'afis? Because after all, Trumas lachmei toda, it's mutter to eat now. These 4 breads are mutter to the Kohen, to eat. So therefore, isn't this an example of, if there's an effective neder, if I'm matvis in that, and it shows I'm matvis be'ikaro, not what it is right now? So the Gemara answers, no raya. Ema kitrumas alishka asur. Maybe the diuk is not to say that, oh, Trumas lachmei toda is different. Maybe that's also mutter, because it's a davar ha'asur. Maybe it's comparing it to Trumas halishka, right? The truma of the shkalim, right? The shkalim, that's for sure davar ha'nadur, right? I give a matzah a shekel, and you have the truma of the lishka. Ah, but Trumas lachmei toda mai. But what would I say about Trumas lachmei toda mutter? We would say it has the same halacha as what is listed in the Mishnah, is also mutter because it is considered a davar ha'asur. So why did the Mishnah say that? Listen, lachmei toda, v'kolshigei trumaso. If trumas lachmei toda is considered a davar asur, even though it's a chiddush, because you might say that it's after Zrikas Adam, surely real truma. So Gemara says, hakamashla. No, that's exactly the chiddush. Hakamashla, trumas lachmei toda, trumaso hi. It says truma to include all trumos, and that's why it uses that lashon. One answer. Number 2, v'ibayis ema. A different answer given to the original question, Shrumas lachmei toda nami kodim zrikas damim hu. Who says that Shrumas lachmei toda has to be talking about after zrikas adam, where it's all mutter? Maybe it's still in a state of iser. Zrikas adam didn't happen yet, and therefore again, it's not shy to bring that as a raya in our case, because that's a case of before. What do you mean before? Kigon da'afreshinu belisha. Usually, when do you give the loaves of the carbon toda after they're baked? But it doesn't have to be that. It could be even before they're baked. Or it doesn't have to be even before they're baked. Even before everything. Before everything. It could have just been done before Zrikas Adam. You might have said it. But the Ran says, because the source we're going to quote has to do with pre-Afia, that's why he says this. Da'afreshinu b'lisha, you were mafresh it when in the time of needing it. V'chiha da'amar of Tuvi bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel, like Shmuel says, lachmei toda sha'afan ba'ar b'chalos yatsa. If I baked the lachmei toda, and I baked them as 4, not 40 chalos, I have the dough for each of the four types. I baked it as one big fat challah or matzah. I was still yotzei the mitzvah. The haksiv arbaim, doesn't it say you have to have 40? La mitzvah, that's only lechadchila. Only lechadchila. The haboy lemishkal truma. But don't you have to take off? Well, let's stop there for a minute before we do vaha. One ha'ara. When we take off challah b'zman hazeh, lechadchila, we have to do it b'shas lisha. There, it might have been a bit, it wasn't done lechadchila. It was only b'di'evet. But we paskin that the best time to be mafresh challah is after the kneading, after it rises. You let it rise, and right after it rises, before I'm about to start kneading it into loaves, that's when lechadchila is the best time to be mafresh challah b'zman hazeh. If I didn't, I could do it later. Right? Many times, Rabbanim get questions of, oh, I forgot. I forgot to do the challah. What do I do now when my challahs are baked? Or, I did it, this is a harder question, I did it and somehow it got mixed back in. That's the more difficult question. Because now you're talking about somewhere in here is the piece already, and you don't want to, so generally then we'll be shoel on the hafrasha and then start again. But it's easier if somebody just forgot to do it, so then we put a towel over all the challahs to create siruf, and then take off after it's baked. That's fine. Here it's the opposite case. Here it's usually done after it's baked. You give a nice challah, four challahs to the kohen, and if not though, it could be done even earlier. That's what it says here, and therefore again, there's no raya to our question of Be'ikara karmatfis or Behetera karmatfis. Let's just finish this up now. So, the Shmuel says, even if you baked it as four big fat challahs, it's okay. To have 40 is only le mitzvah. Says the Gemara, v'aboy le mishkal truma. But what do you mean? Don't you have to take a piece off from each of the four types to give to the Kohen? So what are you going to do? You have four humongous challahs. What, you're going to take a piece off of it? V'chitema deshokel chada rifta al-kula. And if you want to say, okay, you take one out of four. One out of these big four challahs. That doesn't work. V'atnan. The Mishnah says in Menachos, where all these halachas are, echad mikol karbon. Shelo yito mikarbon al-chaveiro. You have to give the Kohen a piece of each type. There are four types. Again, the three matzahs and one chametz. You got to give it. That's why karbon tov is not brought on Pesach, because of the chametz. Not brought on Erev Pesach, all right, because of the chametz. So, says the Mishnah, you have to bring one of each type. You can't just give one of the big four. V'chitei madashokel prusa mikol chad v'chad. Okay, just take a piece. Rip off a piece of each one of these big four challahs. That also doesn't work. Why? V'hatnan echad shelo yito prusa. You can't take a piece. It's got to be a whole. It's got to be a whole one. So, right, like Lecha Mishnah. So, Ella, so what is it? So what's the case under discussion that Shmuel says you could take, Lach Meitoda, he baked them as four big challahs, Yotze, what's the case? So, Ella, it must be a case where you are mafreshit already, Belisha. Dafreshit or Belisha, that you are mafreshit already in the, right after the kneading. Why, what happened? Deshokel chad, what, you have, this is what you did. I had four big, doughs. I then split each of those big doughs into 10 doughs, respectively. Before anything is baked, I have 10, 10, 10, 10. Then I take one of each of those 10 to give it to the Kohen. Then I put the other 9 of each type back together into a big dough, and then I baked it. So I have 4 big loaves, but I was mafresh already beforehand, a whole item. So that's how it works. The shokel chadam michametz, v'chadam in chalos, v'chadam in erakikim, v'chadam in eravucha. Right, I take one from each type, and shalom al Yisrael, then it works. Each of the, you explain Shmuel, but again, lamaisa, we don't have a raya. We tried three times, to try to bring a raya to this question. We tried to bring a raya from our Mishnah, about Noser and Pigo. We tried to bring a raya from the case of Shlo Ochel, Shlo Eshteh, by the father, by the Rebbe. And this was number three. We tried to bring a raya from the next Mishnah. Two final points just to mention. Number one is the Nitziv. The Nitziv, I think we mentioned this in Parsha Shir like 7 years ago. The Nitziv in Parsha Tzav notes the irony. The irony of Karban Todah. And it's not irony. It's Bedavka. Karban Todah has the shortest amount of time to eat. Generally, some karbanos, you have a day and a night, meaning if I bring a karban chatos on a Tuesday afternoon, I can eat it until the next morning, maybe until chatzos, midrabanan, but that day and that night, all night. If I bring a karban shlamim, day, night, day. Day and that night and the following day. A karban todah is a type of karban shlamim, as we learned in the Rambam yesterday. And yet, it has the shortest time to eat it. Shortest time to eat it. right? After finish it that night, that's it, says the Torah. Ubisar zevach todah shlamav biyom karbano yeachel. Lo yaniach bimenu ad boker. Biyom karbano yeachel. That's it. Ochel hu kol halayla. Archat sozke the harchat adam in adeira. See, only shlamim, they only have that day and night. That's it. Right? So, and the Rashi quotes there in Sav, ukizman bisara zman lachma. Right? You have to eat the 40 loaves during the time that you can eat the basar, which is only day night. The only carbon shlamim that you have such a limited time. Says that it's if. You have so much to eat, more than any other carbon. You have 40 loaves for the Kohanim, 36 of the Bailim. How are you going to eat so much? And you have the most to eat and the shortest amount of time to eat it in. Says the Netziv, what is going on here? So the Netziv writes there, because the purpose of a carbon todah is to spread and to be mefarsim and publicize the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for me. V'ha'inyan, t'tachlis todah sheba al anes, hu kedei l'saper chasdei Hashem shegam al alav. To be mesaper and tell everyone about all the chasadim. And he says, that's the pshat in the pasuk in Hallel. We say, l'cha ezvach zevach todah, uv'shem Hashem ekra, nidarai l'Hashem ha'shalem negda l'cho amo. See, he says, v'yesh l'havin ha'maymar, sh'yishalim nigdro neged kol amo, mazeh shevach. What do you mean, l'chol amo? Umvare Hashem doresh min adam shiye hatznei leches im elokav. Hashem always says, to avodas Hashem tsanua, you don't have to make a big deal, you don't have to make it in public. So then Netziv says, it's saying two different things, your personal obligation and your public obligation. Ela trei mili ka'amar, l'cha ezbach zevach toda ha'karban. U'bishem Hashem ekra, kol toda l'Hashem tzvakos al anes. And then each, it's like A, B, A, B. That was A, B. Bring the carbon, do it with publicity. The only way you're going to be able to finish all the breads is if you spread around and you invite your neighbors and you invite your distant cousins and you invite everybody else to take part. And they'll say, why are we schlepping to the base of Migdash? Because Hashem did this for me. Hashem did this miracle for me. Umitam zeh, riba hakasev balechem, umiyet bizman, achilas toda mikol hashlamim, kedei sheyeh mar bereyim l'seuda, achas biyom ha'akrava, v'yesipur anes lefnei, rov anashim. That's the Carbon Todah, the message of the Carbon Todah says the Netziv. And the last point to mention today is the Chashukei Chemed I mentioned before, and that is getting back to Kiyom Shemesbo Rabo, the relationship of a Talmud and a Rebbe. Here's the situation. He says, Sheila, Kibalnu Mechtav, says Rav Zilberstein, he got the following story. A family lives in a certain apartment, and it's a very challenging apartment. It's one of those apartments built on a mountain. You have to go down. If you come from one side of the building, you have to go down 35 steps. The other side, you have to go up 25 steps. Doesn't say which neighborhood it is. But it's one of those. It's a difficult apartment. It's to get to. Once you get there, it's okay. But it's just difficult to live in, considering shopping. But now there is an opportunity to move it, switch apartments. The problem is that it costs more. And they have a fine apartment. So should they try to be mashkiya and have siyata d'shmaya and try to switch apartments, and the second apartment is on the floor of his Rebbe? Does that make a difference? Should he go the extra mile to live next to his Rebbe on that floor, even though it might make him broke, right? Might make him doesn't go through the exact details of the finances. So he says, what should I do? So he says, well, it says in Brachas, La'olam yadur adam makam rabo. Brachas davches, the kol zman shimi ben geira kayam, lo nasa shlomo es basparo. Right, whenever, if you're around your Rebbe, you know, then we act differently. So if the Rebbe lives on my block, you know, I act differently. So he says, well, maybe it doesn't davka have to be on your block. Maybe it could be in your neighborhood. Doesn't say that Shimon ben Geir and David shared an apartment. He says, Yitarcha, Mugurim, Bamakam Rabo, ain't Kavana Dafka, but also Binyan. The Gambish Nebi Yonim Smuchim, Adai Nechshol the Makam Rabo. But they said, Mistaver, Shekol Mashagar Yoser, Samach Larabo, Rabbi Yachola Fakach Yoser Almaisov, Ula Hochiachoso, Vechulu, Volachain. He says, if this is your Rabo Movak, you really should seriously consider it if you're not going to have to take Staka for it. If you're really going to be able to just push it a little bit. But if you're not going to be able to handle it, he says, don't go. He says, it doesn't override that. But he says if you could like stop taking so many vacations and you know and move next to your rabbi, matova manoim, to live close to the rabbi. He could keep an eye on everybody. Okay, nobody has to move here. Everybody can live wherever they live. And Baruch Hashem, Shalom Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.